Anyone looking for proof Wisconsin is a key battleground state in this election year need look no further than the Wisconsin Democratic Party Convention. Former Vice President and presidential candidate Al Gore will speak Saturday morning. Democratic National Committee Chair Terry McAuliffe is in Madison, too. McAuliffe says the Democrats expect to win 4 to 7 of the governor's races around the country in November. He says the National Party has its crosshairs set squarely on Wisconsin's incumbent governor, Scott McCallum.
Wisconsin has the most vulnerable incumbent Republican governor in America. That's why the Republicans, George Bush, has been there 5 times. That's why the Democrats are going to put a lot of resources in there. This is a key battleground for us, and we're going to win the governor's mansion.
State Attorney General Jim Doyle, Milwaukee U.S. Representative Tom Barrett, Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, and Milwaukee State Senator Gary George are all seeking the party's nomination. A prolific Democratic Party fundraiser, McAuliffe says he wants to make sure one of them beats McCallum.
I've just sent thousands of dollars up to Wisconsin so that they can have the best voter file in America, and I'm excited. This has always been a great Democratic state.
Illinois and Michigan are other governors' races high on McAuliffe's list of priorities. The party wants to claim a majority of the nation's governors for the first time since 1994. McAuliffe says the party also wants to win 6 seats across the country in order to regain control of the U.S. House of Representatives. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.